Mother and father stole a long look, one at another, and back again. Father had sparse camel's lashes, but black against pearl-white cheeks. Mother's were completely nondescript, by both our standards, yours and mine. We hushed and shooshed. The stone chat lay under a leaf. Weary old clouds crouched over trees and bushes. Air pushed irresistibly at our faces, pressed well-formed daffodil-like ears to our growing skulls. Then Father stooped and fetched up the Black Book. The Black Book! And we ran crouching and cowering to the far corner, breathing fast. The book was a foot and a half square, with a brass hasp, hinges and corner buffers, anointed with exquisite verdigris, intimately embedded under the heads of rivets and flush screws, and along the chasing. The binding was black moire. Father snapped the hasp, laid the book on the floor at the corner, and he and Mother knelt there, running their hands over an intensely black, thick page, eyes shut tight to assist concentration. The room went so quiet, you could hear a weasel choking a sparrow on the pavement. Mother muttered to Father whenever she was ready for the next page. "There are eyes at the ends of their fingers," I whispered. "Pass it on." Father swiveled and peered at me with shiny eyes. "Stand on the table," he admonished. It was a vile, shameful punishment. I clambered onto the table and stood proudly, my head beetroot, while the family walked round, looking up my kilt and passing remarks. One of the little Giddles made a simple sketch. Grandpa asked Grandma, "Did he eat his porridge this morning?" Everybody giggled, though the other children admitted to not understanding what it meant later. It had just seemed funny at the time. Finally, I was let down and joined the others at the window to watch the sleet fall.